merrily clattered into, as passing people probably thought me distracted or clumsy. Throughout my early years, I climbed indistinct trees, played with my indistinct friends, and made my way through time in the way of children. Growing older with my sight, or lack of it, affecting me more, I was often left sitting on schoolyard walls. Meanwhile, my friends played netball, hockey, or simply ran around as youngsters do in playgrounds everywhere. Thus I sat and listened, sidelined by what I could not see in a chaotic, frantic, beautiful playground. Excluded, marginalised and often alone, I was betrayed before I was ever born. By little cells in my eyes, programmed so that they would never work properly. In class, teachers would tell me off for copying from friends' books, making me feel a failure, small and stupid from an early age. Their disappointment fed the belittlement of me, although looking back, I do not blame them now. The teachers were, by and large, good people who simply did not recognise or understand, as I peered so hard at a board I would never see. The same was true of books, whose pages shifted the more I concentrated on them, revealing little more than fuzzy shapes. Thus, I struggled in the twilight of even the brightest classroom, as I continued to sit on walls while everybody else ran around with excited voices. Eventually, after years of exclusion, at age 14, I was transferred to a school specifically catering for children who were blind or partially sighted, and it felt like I'd arrived home. Home in the sense that for the first time in my life, people understood, truly understood. In many ways, it was the best thing that had ever happened to me. No longer were there feelings of being different or excluded. No longer was there a need to sit alone on school walls. Now, I could take part completely as, in many ways, my sight was good compared to many of my classmates who had no sight at all. "Are you a total or a partial?" became many of my first introductions to the new people around me. Hardly a politically correct question in our modern times, but then again, over my life, I've often found that political correctness has often been driven by people who can see rather than those who cannot. Visually impaired people themselves tend to be much more irreverent about sight loss. 2 years passed in my newfound home as I adjusted to living through the traumas and angst of adolescence, but I enjoyed every minute of my life. Then the day came when I had to leave and re-enter mainstream education at 16, and all the same old difficulties reappeared. Again, misery descended in twilight classrooms, with teachers who lacked the specialist equipment and knowledge which would have given me any chance of progressing. It was during this time I met Peter, the person who would become my husband. Falling head over heels in love with a man 11 years older hardly enamoured me to my family, but I did not care. He was the love of my young life, and at 22 years old, I walked down the aisle to become his wife. Ecstatic and blissful, we threw ourselves into renovating houses, and the years passed happily, despite my family's misgivings. We worked to build up the small transport company we owned, and all through this period, my sight continued to deteriorate. The level of decline was hard to appreciate, as the incremental steps were so small. With the deterioration of my sight reaching the critical point, a realisation dawned quite unexpectedly one day. I understood that no longer was I able to travel independently. In fact, I had not been able to do so for many years. The complete loss of my sight had quietly slipped past me somehow, in my happiness of our life together.